This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Dr. Christine Gertz, who is the Senior Scientific Advisor for the American Chiropractic Association, as well as Chairperson of ACA's Committee on Quality Assurance and Accountability. ACA represents members of the chiropractic profession nationwide and advocates for issues that are important to chiropractors and their patients. Dr. Gertz, certainly a pleasure to have you back with us here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
And Dr. Gertz, thanks so much for your time. Much appreciated. So shared decision-making is a hot topic in healthcare circles. If you would explain to us what is meant by shared decision-making and what is the American Chiropractic Association doing to promote it?
Absolutely. Shared decision-making is a model of care that enables and encourages patients to play an important role in the medical decisions that affect their health. It operates under two premises. The first is that patients are armed with good information and that they can and will participate in the medical decision-making process in a number of ways, by asking informed questions, by expressing their personal values and opinions about their conditions, and also letting the doctor know what their preferences are for treatment options. The other part of that is that clinicians will actually use their patients' goals and preferences in order to guide their recommendations on treatment. Research shows that shared decision-making, or parents who are empowered to make decisions about their health care that better reflect their personal preferences, often experience more favorable health outcomes. These include decreased anxiety, quicker recovery, increased compliance with treatment regimens, and sometimes even less need for care in the future. The American Chiropractic Association is committed to shared decision-making between doctors of chiropractic and their patients. And one example of this commitment is the ACA's participation in the Choosing Wisely campaign. This campaign is an initiative of the American Board of Internal Medicine Foundation and Consumer Reports, and it's designed to spark thoughtful conversations between patients and their doctors about the best, most appropriate care. Just a little over a year ago, in August of 2017, the ACA released 5 recommendations that were added to this Choosing Wisely program, and I'd be happy to talk a little bit about what those recommendations are. But one thing I do want to make clear is that these recommendations are not intended to prohibit any particular treatment in all scenarios or to dictate care decisions. But the purpose of Choosing Wisely is really to help facilitate an important conversation between a doctor and a patient about treatment options or about tests or procedures that the doctor may be considering or that the patient might be interested in, but that may be useful in some instances, but are not necessarily required in every instance.
And you mentioned Choosing Wisely recommendations. Tell us about ACA's Choosing Wisely recommendations. The first one is about X-ray use for low back pain, and I understand it's one of the most widely adopted recommendations by groups participating in the Choosing Wisely program.
Well, Eric, I think you're referring to the Choosing Wisely recommendation that doctors and their patients avoid taking X-rays in the first 6 weeks or so for when patients are suffering from acute low back pain. And that is one of the recommendations on the American Chiropractic Association list, but it's also recommended, for instance, by the American Academy of Family Physicians and the North American Spine Society. And in addition, a similar measure was included in Choosing Wisely's April 2018 top 12 list of recommendations that drove the largest decrease in unnecessary tests and procedures.
Now, Dr. Gertz, your recommendations also address X-ray for charting progress. What should patients be aware of here?
Well, patients should be aware of the fact that there's currently no data available that supports the use of repeated x-rays in the same area of the spine just to measure patient progress. It may be appropriate to take repeat x-rays if there's been a change in diagnosis or if patients are getting worse in some way. But unless that's the case, then repeat x-rays are really not warranted in most cases. And this recommendation, again, is consistent with practice guidelines by a number of professions, including the American College of Physicians and the American Pain Society. It's also consistent with guidelines that have been published in the chiropractic literature.
Such helpful information today. We are with Dr. Christine Gertz, who is the Senior Scientific Advisor for the American Chiropractic Association, as well as Chairperson of ACA's Committee on Quality Assurance and Accountability here on eHealth Radio's Chiropractor and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Gertz, there are two recommendations that are similar. One is about the use of physical therapy modalities, and another about the use of back supports without an active treatment plan. Can these things on their own provide relief?
Absolutely, Eric. So physical therapy modalities and back supports both fall under the category of what we call passive modalities. And these are interventions that are applied to a patient with no active participation on the part of the patient. And these include things like the use of heat packs or cold packs or electrical stimulation or ultrasound and back braces. And these all can be very helpful in facilitating patient participation in an active treatment program. They can help decrease pain in short periods of time while the patient is starting to get more active in exercise programs, et cetera. However, research shows that when these types of treatments are used for long periods of time, just in and of themselves, without the goal of increasing physical activity, they can actually lead to patient inactivity, which can prolong recovery and increase costs.
Now, as you know and are very aware, we have a very bad problem with opioid overuse and abuse in this country. And one of the biggest reasons why opioids are prescribed is for low back pain, which can become chronic in some cases. What do patients need to know if they are experiencing chronic low back pain?
Well, I think one thing that patients need to know is that there are currently many organizations, including the Food and Drug Administration and the American College of Physicians, who are recommending that patients use non-drug therapies first before trying any medication at all, let alone opioids. And the therapies that they're recommending include spinal manipulation, which is commonly delivered by doctors of chiropractic, but also massage, acupuncture, and physical therapy. Now, it's another thing to keep in mind is that there's a very strong relationship between chronic pain and depression and or anxiety, meaning that it's frequently patients suffer from both at the same time. And it's important to let your doctor know, either your medical doctor or your doctor of chiropractic, if you've been feeling anxious and depressed, because these symptoms may mean that you need additional treatment from a health professional, or that it may be a reason why your chronic pain is not responding as to other treatments as quickly as it might in other cases. Just something to keep in mind is that on average, 65% of people who are depressed also say that they're suffering chronic pain at the same time. So, you know, we don't really necessarily know, or do you suffer pain because you're depressed, or do you start feeling depressed because you're suffering from so much pain? But it's definitely important to let your doctor know that when you're having both of those sets of symptoms together.
Well, Dr. Gertz, it certainly has been great to have had you back. Most informative, and I'm sure our audience is much appreciative of all the information shared here today. How can people learn more about the American Chiropractic Association's Choosing Wisely recommendations?
Well, Eric, that is a pretty simple answer. You just have to get on your computer and visit www.acatoday.org/choosingwisely. There you'll find a patient handout that you can download that explains the ACA's recommendations. There's even a version in Spanish available. And then I would recommend that you read through those materials and take them with you to your next appointment with a doctor of chiropractic or your medical doctor. Use that information to talk about what your personal preferences are for treatment, and also listen to your doctor's opinion about his or her thoughts on what might be best for you, including any relevant research. Together, the two of you can determine the best course of treatment. And certainly, if you're interested in finding an ACA chiropractor in your area, we invite you to visit www.acatoday.org, and you'll find a place there to where you can put in your zip code and find access to a chiropractor who's close by.
Again, Dr. Gertz, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. We do appreciate what you do in the space, and I certainly look forward to our next conversation. Thanks so much.
Absolutely, Eric. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Dr. Christine Gertz, who is the Senior Scientific Advisor for the American Chiropractic Association, as well as Chairperson of ACA's Committee on Quality Assurance and Accountability. ACA represents members of the chiropractic profession nationwide and advocates for issues that are important to chiropractors and their patients. And to learn more, visit acatoday.org, and all links will be included within the show notes of this broadcast per this conversation. Again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.